Weiter in Shas. We're in Menachos Daf Yud Beis, picking up on Yud Alpha and Beis Banabam on the page by the Mishnah. Zog the Eilige Mishnah. Hakomitzes HaMincha Lechol Shireh Bechutz. Let's say someone has in mind he does kamitz on a mincha, but he has in mind his kavana is to eat the shirayim, the leftovers, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, which is his chutz lazar, outside the yazar. O kezayis mishireh bechutz, or a kezayis of either Lechol Shireh or kezayis shireh bechutz, or to have a kezayis of it outside. Lahakter kumtza bechutz, or to do a kometz outside of the, to burn the kometz outside of the azar. O kezayis kumtza bechutz, or a kezayis of it. O lahakter levonasa bechutz, or he has a mind to go, he's going to burn the levona outside. Or then what's going to be the din? Pasul vein volkaris, this mincha is going to be pasul, no good. And it is, but there's no karis. However, let's say you're dealing now with a case of lechol shireh lamachar. He wants to eat it lamachar the next day, not just out of its place, but out of its time. O kezayis mishireh lamachar, lahakter kumtza lamachar, o kezayis mikumtza lamachar, o lahakter levona lamachar, or beep, turn the page of Basman. If pigol, then this is called pigol. And v'chayav malah. I love karis. A person is going to be chayav karis to this. Rashi says, "Ochel mishir mincha, dechsev b'chutz lezmano, ona avona tisa, dechsev b'nosar v'ochel avona yisa, malahala." Just when it comes with nosar, dechsev nichursa afkan ochel b'karis. Here too, v'hach gzer shav b'kamer the krisos, the beginning of krisos. Zeakla, here's a general rule: kol hakometz o nosin b'kli hamolich hamakter lechol davar. Shadarko lecho lahakter davar shadarko lahakter chutz limkomo pasulim v'karitz chutz lezmano pigel v'chayim lov karit. If it's out of its place, okay, that's a problem and not karis, but if it's out of its time, then it's pigel and you're going to be chayav karis. Ubavad sheyakav hamatir kemitzvaso, but this is only when the matir is done kemitzvaso the way it's necessary to be done. What's the matir? Literally means the permitter, the thing that's going to allow these things to now, it's like finished and done, and allowed the leftovers to be eaten, right? So now, if it's done, everything is proper except for out of its zman, then it's going to be karis. But if there's another issue involved, then it's not going to be karis. Ketzad, karav amatir b'kimitzvaso. What is it considered as done kimitzvaso? Kometz b'shtika, let's say the Kohen did kamitza quietly. He doesn't have any kavana, as Rashi shaloch yishiv. Nasan rekli v'holech v'hekter chutz zmano. And then he puts a kometz in a kli, this holacha, like bringing it, and he burns it, daktara, outside of its time, did all these things with pigel. Osha kometz chutz zman, or does kamitza outside of its time, but they might need an intention to eat it outside of its time. Osha kometz chutz zman, nasim rekli, then he puts in the kli, vihikter mishtika. Or he did kamitza, put the kometz in a kli, brought it and burned it with the intent to do it outside of its time. Then, zeu shekarav hamatir kemitzvaso. These are cases when it's saying it's done kemitzvaso, and therefore it's going to be karis involved. Kitzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso doesn't mean it's not done kemitzvaso. Kometz chutzlam komav did kamitza outside of its place. And he has in mind to eat it outside of its place. Nasan makliva holach v'hikter v'chutz esmano. And then he put the kometz in the kli and he brought it and burned it with intent to eat it, with the intention for eating it outside of its time. Oh, shekometz chutz esmano, or he did kamitza with intent for eating it outside of its time. Nasan makliva holach v'hikter v'chutz esmano. And then he put the kometz in the kli and he brought it and he burnt it with intent for eating it outside of its place. Oh, shekometz nasan. Or he did kamitza, put the kometz in the kli, brought it and burnt it with intent for eating it outside of its place. Zeu shelo karav hamatir kemitzvaso. So this, and in these cases, is a case where the matir was not done as it needs to be done. Right? All these cases are examples of things that there's an additional problem without that's invalidated by an improper intent other than pigel. And therefore, it's not going to be curious anymore because of its. There's an other issue that's causing it to be problematic. Okay. Minchas chote or minchas kenaos. Let's say you have the mincha of one of these two styles. And shekonson shalolishman. You did the kemitza, but you did it shalolishman. You did it with the wrong intention. Nasan bekli. Then he put the kometz in a kli, he brought it and he burned it with intent to eat it out of its time, or he did the kemitza, right, with an intention to eat it outside of its time, and then he put the kometz in a kli and he brought it and he burnt it not for its own, or he did kemitza, he put in a kli, he brought it and he burnt it, not lishma, right? That he did one of the avodas with a outside of the time kavana, and any of them with the other three, or all of them, shalol lishma, zeu shalol karva matir kemitzvah. So that's a case when it wasn't done kemitzvah, so therefore there's not going to be kares. Lechu kazayis v'chutz kazayis l'machar, but let's say the case is, while doing one of the avodas, you know, these four avodas you have to do over here, he had in mind to eat the kezias outside of its place, and then he had to eat it, the kezias, the next day, which means out of its time as well, kezias amacha, kezias b'chutz, or he had in mind to have a kezias the next day, and then a kezias out of its place, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'machar. Let's say he had a bite of chatzizayis outside, and then a chatzizayis the next day, or chatzizayis l'macha, or chatzizayis b'chutz, or vice versa. Then pasul, then makaris is going to be pasul, and there is no karis here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda argues on. He says ze'akal. Here's the general rule. Imach shavas hazman kadma shavas hamakom. If the intent of time came before the intent of place, which you know is pigle, then the time is the pigle thing. At the place is a problem, and I call it pigle. Then, but if, therefore we're saying that if the zman came before that of the makom, then pigle v'chayv malav karis. There is pigle and v'chayv karis. But if makom is before zman, then possible of a curse, then possible there's no curse. The chamam is possible of a curse. Chamam is both of them is going to be possible, and there's no curse because you're including another situation over here. Not only the outside of the time situation, but also outside of place. Frak the hill of Gemara. Iboiluhu. Ledivay Omer Shiraim Shechosu ben Kemitza Lektor Makter Komatz Aleim. According to the opinion, so the Gemara in Daf Tes that discussed the Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish about this idea that Yochanan says the Komitz can be brought. And that is, we're dealing with a case that you have the Shiraim that became lacking. Once the kometz was already done, but the burning wasn't yet done, he could still go and burn the kometz. The kaimalan, the osin shirayim, asur machila. And we said that you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to eat it. Maud tiani lehu haktar. What's the din reference to whether the burning of the kometz will be effective? Lemik be'inhu bepigel, to establish the leftover stuff to be pigel, v'laf kinuhu midei me'ila, and to remove it from being in a state of me'ila, right? So let's say you have, what's going to be the dinner? The kohen, he burned the kometz on the mizbeach, and he had a mind, though, to eat the not good remnants beyond the time, after its time. He can't eat it anyway. On the one hand, we say that since the avodah was good, the intention should therefore cause the shirayim to be considered pigle. On the other hand, the shirayim were already usher to be eaten, because of the fact that it was lacking, and pigle, intention in regard to them should therefore be equivalent to having in mind to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, aka the kometz. Let's say, for example, the kometz, in which case the intention does not create pigle, like we saw in the Mishnah, right? And this, what does it remove it from the state of me'ila? Because we know that we learn in Maseches Me'ila that a carb mincha falls into the categories of the concept of me'ila. You're not allowed to get any hana from this once it's already makdish. However, once the komitz is brought on the mizbech, the meila is there's no longer meila anymore because the shirayim are now mutter to the kohanim. So the Gemara wants to know if this holds true in a case where the shirayim will be usher even after you bring the komitz because of the fact that it's lacking. Amar Rav Huna, afilu Rabbi Akiva, the mizvika meila sayotze. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that throwing the dam is going to work in order to remove the meila. To karbanos that have left the azara, that's yotzei. Hanami yotzei. It's only talking about yotzei. The isiv eini, where it's still there, it still exists. So pasul machmas davacheru. It's only pasul because of something else, right? The fact that it's in the airspace of Yerushalayim and not within the azara is what's going to now go ahead and validate this karban of achisarnu. In the case where it's lacking, the psula de gufeu. It's a problem with it itself. Lomahani le'aktara. In that case, the burning of the komets is not going to help to remove the me'ila. The psul of it being lacking is because there's a problem with the actual shirayim itself, and therefore even Rabbi Kiva Limaskim, in this case, the burning of the komets is not going to remove the me'ila iser. But the same idea, if the komets is burned with an intention for pigle, one would not be chayav kares for eating the leftovers. Amar le Rava, says Rava, what are you talking about? Adet Abba, the opposite. Afilu Rabbi Lezer, Dami Einzrikim El Seyot. Even according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that throwing the dam is not going to help in reference to removing me'ila from something that has left the Azara. Hani me'ila yotze, that's talking about yotze, the less of ifnim, because it's not inside in that area anymore. And so the throwing of the dam can't be effective. Avachisar, when it's talking about just lacking these of ifnim, it's inside still in the area where it has to be. Mahani le'ektar, the haktara, burning the komets is going to work in order to remove the me'ila. Clear machluk has gone on over here. Now, my Rava. Rava's going to back himself up from a brasa. We just said Rava's approach, and now he says, but no, I mean, Allah, where do I know this from? The burning of the komets is going to help the lacking shirayim as pigol, and they're going to remove the mi'ila. They said at the time we looked at the Mishnah we saw. HaKomitz is the mincha, lechol shira bechutz. If someone goes ahead and they do komitz on the mincha, and they have in mind to eat the shirayim outside of the azar, or kazayis b'shira bechutz, or kazayis of it, then it's going to be puzzle. V'tani Rabbi Chia taught about this, that HaKomitz is a mincha. Someone who does komitz on the mincha is going to be no good, v'lo tani o kazayis. And he did not teach or a kazayis of it. Right, which is what the Mishnah says. So my time and lo tani o kazayis. What's pshat? What's the reason Rav Chia didn't teach or a kazayis? You can throw that over there in the beginning of the brayso, and the Mishnah did. Lav kigon shechasu shirayim v'kamu luhu al kazayis. Isn't it because that phrase includes a case where the shirayim actually became lacking, and stood at the kazayis where most of the shirayim got lost and only a kazayis was left over. V'kivin to matan. And since he didn't want to teach in reference to the second part of the Mishnah, in reference to when they receive the komitz into a kli or holacha and then burning it, beep, turn the page. O kazayis and shirayim, or in olives kazayit, or a kazayis, right, of shirayim, because the same can't be said about the komitz, because he didn't want to set up a way in which we'd have to explain the last three avodas differently than the first one of Kamitza. But Kamitza nami lecho shirayim lo tani o kazayis. Therefore, in the first part, which is talking only about kazayis, he also, about Kamitza, he didn't speak in reference to the wrong intention to eat the shirayim, or that intention to, in reference to a kazayis of them. Now, v'katani v'seifa, this is all within Rafa, v'katani seifa, pigol v'chayim alav karis. And the end of the second part of the Mishnah teaches it is pigol. And one's going to be chayiv kares for this type of thing. Alma mahanya lulaktara. Since Rav Chia is teaching us, he taught us that this part of the Mishnah is talking even to a case where most of the leftovers was lost in the kazayis leftovers. So we see that burning the komets is effective for shirayim to make them pigle, even though they are lacking. That is Rava's raya. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, No, maybe it's not how we understand Rav Chia's brisa, because we could say, how many Rabbi Elazar ye? We could just say that this is going according, this brisa is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, who says that the burning of the komets is meaningless unless the entire komets is burnt. You need the entirety of it. The Tanan, as we learned in a Mishnah, in the Heilige Zvachim, towards the end of the Zvachim, what did we say over there? Says the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Mishneh Hakomitz, in reference to the Komitz of regular Mincha, Valavona, Vak Torres, Uminchas Kohanim, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim, Shehikriv Me'achas Mehen Kezais Bechutz, do one of these Mechaz Kuzos, then you're going to be Chayev. According to the comments, someone's going to be Chayev, even though he brought only a Kezias and not the entire mat that's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbech, Rabbi Leozer, Poter. Says, no, you're going to be Potter, Achi Yakrif is Kula, until you're Makrif, the entirety of it, the whole kit and caboodle. That's what we're, yeah, Rabbi Leozer. And therefore, it came into back to us, Kamita Lomasi Leo, Kazayas Mikumza Bechos, since within the world of Rabbi Lazar, the Brisa couldn't teach in reference to the burning of the Komets the Lashon of a Kazayas or a Kazayas of its Komets outside. Right? According to Rabbi Lazar, the coin did a Kamita with intent to burn a Kazayas of the Komets the next day, his intention would not be considered, would not make the Milcha Pigol, since it's not considered a valid burning, which would considered that it's going to be eaten by the Mizmeach. B'Shirayim Nami Lo Masin Le O Kazayas. Therefore, when it comes to Shirayim, it also didn't teach the concept of a Kazayas or a Kazayas. So, Rav Chia didn't mention the intention for even a Kezias of Shirayim in his Brisa, since he couldn't be consistent to mention it in reference to the case of to burn the Komets. So it's going to hold on 1 second. Rav Elazar, if you were going to say Rav Chia's Brisa is going according to Rav Elazar, Hai lahakter kumtza, lahakter kumtza levonasa, Mibayle, why does it say to burn its Komets? That doesn't make sense. It should have said to burn its Komets and its Lavona. The time we looked at the Mishnah in Zvachim. Ha, Komets by Lavona, in reference to the Komets and Lavona of a Kamilcha, Shehikriv as Echamehen Bachutz. The Komets and Lavona of a Milcha, Shehikriv as Echamehen Bachutz. Someone did it was marker for them outside. Chayev is going to be Chayev. Rabbi Elazar Poter, Achi Yakriv as Shneim, until he's Makriv both of them. Clearly, this can't be Rav Chia, can't be Rav Elazar then. Why? Why is that? Because according to Rav Chia's Braisa, says that a mincha becomes pigol if you have intent just for the komets. It can't be that of Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar says it's got to have both of them to be chayv. Says why lo nitzchay elu the komets the mincha schote. No, the Braisa is talking about the case of a mincha schote which doesn't have lavona. In that case, Rav Elazar is going to be maskim. Intention to burn the komets the next day would be pigol. In fact, the Gemara v'ichpal. Would the Tani go and put himself through the trouble to teach the halacha of a komets of a minchas chote? Rashi says ichbal is a collection of tarach. You think this whole din of the komets is only talking about minchas chote? Says Gemar in yup. V'chein kiyaser Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Elazar komets de minchas chote. That's what he's talking about. Rabbi Elazar is going in the lashon of the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, now Hadar Amarava, but after Rava said Lava Milsahidamri, what I said really is not true, right? Burning of the Komets of Mizbeach will not create any, will impact any idea of the Shirayim that became lacking, the Tanya. Right? Meaning to say the Me'ila Isser will not be removed from the Shirayim, and if the Komets is burned with intent to eat the remnants the next day, they're not going to be pickled. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa, he's talking about the Bezichin, the Levana went with the spoons of the Levana, they went with Tachem up on him. It says, Kodesh Kodashim Hu. This is a Pasuk says, Kodesh Kodashim Hu, She'em Nifrusa Achaz Mehem Chalusea, that if, let's say, one of the loaves became broken, Kulam Sos, all of them are going to be puzzled and have to be burned. Hayatzos. But this is being mashma that if it went out of the Azara, Hanadik Gavaik shares that the ones that are still there are going to be kosher, they can be eaten when the Lavona is burned, and the spoons of Lavona are burnt on the Zbech, because it's considered to have been done even in reference to the, even with the loaves that had went out. Right? Rashi says, Afagav, the lo havia haktaras bezichin kshera adshatehe kolomenacho shlema. It helps when it's the still part of the Yud Beis Chalos. Even the Tzas Mechila is still going to help. Back in the Gemara, How did you give Shiras? Man Shamat Le, the Amr Zrika, what else they would say? Who did you hear say that the Zrika, throwing the Dam, which is considered equivalent to the burning of the spoons of Lavona, is going to help with something that went out? Rabbi Akiva, that is Rabbi Akiva. So the Brisa follows this idea by saying that the burning of the Lavona is going to help in reference to the bread that left the Zara and allows the bread inside to be good. V'kamer nifres halo, but it says that if it broke, then it wouldn't be valid. So even Rabbi Akiva would hold that the burning of a komitz of a mincha has no effect on remnants in Shiraim that are deficient or lacking. Amalei Abaye says, Mika Tani or Yatsa, he says, no, love Davka. The verse teaches straight up that if a loaf went out, the ones inside would be valid. It was a mashma from that. It was a mashmos. Dilma ha nitmes hanach ksheres. Maybe we should make a different type of a mashmos and say, but if a loaf became tamei, those others are going to be valid. My taima, the meratz it sits. What's the reason? Because it sits would go in hell for tamei things. Oh, Yatsa's low, but if it went out of the Azara, then the lows that are inside are actually not going to be valid. Rabbi Eliezer, he. The rice is really going in the world for Rabbi Eliezer. Dama Ein Zrika Ma'el Saliotzi. He says the Zrika does not help for those that went out. Bedin hu the Ibai Lei Lemistin Nami Yatsas. Now, really, the Mishnah could have taught it's then. Also in reference to a loaf that went out, right, if the Kiko went out. If one of them goes out of the Azara, they're all going to be no good. Because according to Eliezer, burning the phone has no effect on one outside. Therefore, the remaining ones are considered that they're lacking. Back in the Gemara, if a high degree of and that was it said that the case of the loaf that became broken. Instead, Hakamash Malon, that feel in Ifrasah, that's coming to even the case of the loaf that became broken, the Isi Bifnim, where it's still inside the Azara, Lomahanya Leaktar, then the burning of the Lufon is not going to help for it. Valerabi Kiva, Dama, Zrika, Moelis, Yotze. Contemplates the Zrika helps for Yotze, I feel the Chisar, Nami, Mahanya Leaktar, the burning of the Lufon would also be effective, even if it's something which is. Has chisar, it's lacking. Therefore, according to this, we're going to say that this brace is going, that we brought earlier, is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the burning of the komets is not going to help either for a carbon that's outside the courtyard or for one that has chisar. So we have no indications where Rabbi Kiva would hold in the case of it, if it was a case of a chisar, a case of it's lacking. Okay, so like the next Heiligen Mishnah, we're going to have now a kavana, which is the wrong kavana. However, it's not going to pass on the mincha. Unless a person has in mind, lechel kachatzi zayis, lachter kachatzi zayis, he's going to eat half of a kazayis of the shiraim the next day and burn half of it the next day. Kosher, it's actually kosher. Shein echil v'ktar mitzarfim, because you don't mitzarf these two things together. So as a gemara, timer the lechel lachter, halechel v'lechel dover shein darker lechel. But in the case, let's say, to eat half of the shiraim and eat half of the kazayis of the shiraim and eat half of something that's not meant to be eaten, aka the komets mitzarif, then this thing would be mitzarif together in order to make it that it's no good. Vokatani reisha lechel dover shadarkel lechel lahakta dover shadarkel lahakta. Mahom, one second, we know the beginning of the Mishnah, right, the second part of the Mishnah said in the previous Mishnah, that if one does kamitza and puts the komets in a kli and he does halacha, or he burns it with in mind to eat something that's meant to be eaten, but right, that is v'katani reisha lechel dover shadarkel lechel. But outside of its place, it's going to be no good, but it's not going to be karis. Beyond its time, it's going to be pigle and it's going to be chayv karis. Dover shadarka lechel in, which is implying that something that's meant to be eaten, then it's going to be no good. Shein darka lechel lo, but if he has a mind to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, then it's not going to be parcel. Therefore, the Gemara says, man tana, it was the time of our Mishnah who taught that intention to eat the komets is considered meaningful. Rabbi Yirmiya, how many Rabbi Eliezer he is? Rabbi Eliezer, Dabar Mechashvim Me'achilas Adam L'Achilas Mizbeach. He says that the intent is something, even if your intent is something that's eaten by a person, to be eaten by the Mizbeach, Mechilas Mizbeach, L'Achilas Adam, if something that's meant to be eaten by the Mizbeach is eaten by a person, the Tanant, we've ever learned. And a Mishnah, Hakomet Sesamilcha, somebody that's Kamitza, and he has in mind, Lechel Dabar Shein Dagal Lechel, to eat something, to eat outside of its place or beyond its time, something that's not meant to be eaten, aka the komets, lahakter dovashin darko lahakter, to burn something outside of its time or place, something that's not meant to be burned, that would be the shiraim, kosher, it's of kosher, Rabbi Eliezer poser, he says it's going to be puzzle. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, the previous Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama, disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Abaya Amar, another answer, feel the Rabbani, you can even say that our Mishnah is going, the world of the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan. Lo Tema ha lecho lecho davar shin darko lecho elima ha lecho lecho davar shin darko lecho. Don't say that when the Mishnah rules that the kavana, the intent to eat shirayim and to burn the comments, don't remember it's starif. It means to imply, but the ha lecho lecho davar shin darko lecho. But the intent to eat shirayim and to eat half a kazayas of that which is not meant to be eaten, the comments would be mitzdarf. Rather, you should say halecha v'lecha dover shadark halecha. Say that what it means to imply is, but the intent to eat the shirayim and to eat more of that which is meant to be in the remnants would actually combine. So it's going on my kamash malan. What would that come to teach us? Habahedya katani. That we never learned straight up in the previous mission. Lechol kazayis b'chutz kazayis l'macha. Kazayis macha b'chazayis l'chutz. Kazayis l'zayis. V'chutz kazayis zayis l'macha. Kazayis zayis l'macha. Kazayis l'chutz. Possibly no curse. It's possible there's no curse. The previous mission says straight up that beyond the time and outside of the place and tent is going to be combined, right, to be passing a mincha if as long as both intentions are to eat something that is normally eaten. Beep, turn the page. You give a little amud aleph. Hasu lamali. So why would I need your Mishnah? Why would I need our Mishnah to imply this again? Says the Gemara, I lecho v'lecho davar she'in darko lecho kamash malan demitztarev. If you want to say that our Mishnah is needed to teach us by the mashmos, that if you have intent to eat the shirayim, and intent to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, like, meaning the comets, is able to starve to invalidate the thing, that can't be. Mirisha shamat minah, because you should learn from the earlier Mishnah that those things do not mistarve one for the next. And ilecho lahakti, if you want to say that our Mishnah is needed to teach only the explicit din, that intent, that if you have in mind to eat and to burn, do not combine. That's what you're coming to teach me. The Reisha Shamat Mina. We learned it out from the Diyuk of the Reisha. It's extra. Where we can learn it out from the Mashmos of the first Mishnah, because it says over there that if a Kohen goes and does Kamitza with intent to eat something that's meant to be eaten, etc., then it's going to be no good. Which is Mashmos, if he intended to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, then it's not going to be possible. Which includes a case where one intended to eat a chatzi zayis of shirayim, which are meant to be eaten, and a chatzi zayis of the comets, which is not meant to be eaten, the next day. And in that case, the mincha is going to remain good. Once the din has been established, then we can say the following. Even if you have a mind to eat half a kazayas of shirayim, to eat half a kazayas of something which is not meant to be eaten, the komets, which are similar, that both are reference to eating, they're not mitzdarif, then lechol lahaktim yibayi, you even have to teach that if he intends to eat the shirayim and to burn the komets, they're not going to be combined with another. Well, why would you have to do that? If two intentions for eating, they're not going to be mitzdarif, then obviously, intention for eating and for burning is not going to be mitzdarif one to the next. So it's going to end. Yes, we do. We do need this. Why? Because lechol lahaktim yitzchalei. It's necessary to teach the din that the intent to eat half a kazayis of shirayim and to burn half a kazayis of the komets of the zbech do not combine, because the Mishnah had taught only the intents to eat the shirayim and to eat the komets don't combine. It's like a tefach hamina hasam hu delo ki orche kamachashiv. They're in the case of two intents, they're not mitzdarif because he's intending to do something strange, to eat the komets that's not meant to be eaten. But halachah here in the case where the intent is to eat the remnants, the shirayim, to burn the komets, the b'hachi orcha komachashav, that's a normal way, b'hachi orcha komachashav, that's a normal way. And mitzdarif would have thought they'd be mitzdarif, komachashav, therefore our mission is coming to teach us that if you have intent for eating and burning, are not going to be mitzdarif. And coming out of this, the mission is, we need to tell it straight up, that intent for eating and for burning are not mitzdarif to create this psul. It also implies that we have two different intentions for eating the shirayim outside of the place, outside of the time, are going to be mitzdarif with the Mishnah already said straight up. And with that, my friends, hajan alach kol haminachos, that ends up our first perek, milestone finishing the first perek of Masechus Zvach, Menachos. As you know, we said Now, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.